Knowing when to hold them and when to fold them is important in poker, but not so much in keno, craps, or roulette. Regardless, officials in Deadwood believe the new games coming to Deadwood on Wednesday, July 1st, will keep the town's gambling casinos competitive. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Charles Michael Ray has more.
In the November election, South Dakota voters approved the addition of new games to Deadwood casinos. Those like Mike Rodman couldn't be more pleased.
We are just absolutely excited that really the first big change in the 25 years of Deadwood gaming is the addition of these three games, craps, roulette, and keno.
Rodman is the executive director of the Deadwood Gaming Association. He says Deadwood casinos have seen revenue flatten out overall in recent years, and he hopes these new games will turn that around.
From a national perspective, it really makes Deadwood a true gaming destination, that we have the games now that, or will have the games July 1 that makes us able to compete on a national basis with other gaming jurisdictions.
Rodman says the new games could increase annual revenues by about $2 million. He says the new games open to the public starting at 8 a.m. on July 1st. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.